In Philippians chapter 1, Paul shows that a Christian can have a good outlook on life in spite of bad circumstances. As a matter of fact, he's going to show today that a Christian can be optimistic even in terms of looking at living or dying. Let's pick up in Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. Here Paul says, "For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Christ Jesus for me by my coming to you again." Now, the setting is that Paul was a prisoner. And as a prisoner, he's going to have to appear before the Roman government again. And if he does, he may live or he may die. Now, what was Paul's attitude toward that? Well, in verse 20, he says, "With all boldness, I'm not going to be ashamed, but," he says, "Jesus Christ will be magnified." That is, Jesus will be glorified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. So here's one important thing to remember about what Paul is talking about here. Paul had resigned himself to accept whatever came, to submit to things that were beyond his control, to resign himself to circumstances that he couldn't change. Yes, we ought to change the things that we can, that we ought to change in life, but there are many things in life that we have no control over. There are many things that you cannot change. And so what is oftentimes called the serenity prayer makes a lot of sense. God, give me the courage to change the things that I can, the patience to accept the things that I cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference. But it is amazing that there are many people who try to ignore the plain facts of life, and they spend their lives trying to change things that they know they can't change. There are some people that just seem to live in a dream world. They try to act like that the responsibilities of life are not real. They let their imagination just roam and ignore the facts. And I'm talking not just about children and young people. I'm talking about adults that overlook and ignore the plain responsibilities and facts of life. There are other people that just get mad at the situation. They get mad, and as we would say, they beat their heads against the wall. They know or they think that it's not good, but at the same time, they keep doing it. And oftentimes, the less that we can do about a situation in life, the madder we get about it, and that does absolutely no good because it cannot be changed. There are other people that, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, become swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Now, it's natural to grieve when there are things in life that hurt, and especially things that we cannot change. And there are some wounds that are so deep that you never get rid of all the pain. But there comes a time when you have to accept the fact that you cannot change the situation and you have to move on. It's time to put it behind you. And that's what God told Samuel. Samuel was a prophet of God. And God told him that the time had come to stop grieving over Saul, because Saul had made up his mind, and there was nothing that Samuel could do to change Saul at this point. So God said, it's time to move on and to appoint, that is, to anoint another king. You'll read about that in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. And then, of course, there are other people that try to ignore situations in life, and try to get around the fact that they can't change some situations by turning to alcohol and other drugs. They're trying to escape from the painful realities of life, and those things only make it worse, of course. But Paul didn't look at life like this. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 20, that Paul was ready to live and he was ready to die. And he said, either way, Jesus Christ will be glorified, because if Paul lived, then he would teach the gospel and he would continue to live the Christian life. If he died, he would die for Jesus Christ. So live or die, Jesus would be glorified. Now that's the attitude that a Christian ought to have. Notice verse 21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For him personally, to live was Jesus Christ, loving Jesus and serving Jesus and preaching the gospel, regardless of whether he was sick or well, regardless of whether he was in prison or free, regardless if people accepted him or rejected him. And when it came to serving other people, he would labor for them. The Bible says in verse 22, if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. He says, if I live, then I'm going to continue to work for the Lord, however I can, to whatever extent that I can. Even though he was in prison, he said he would continue to labor for Jesus Christ. And he said that that was better for them. Now notice what Paul says here in verse 23. He said, for I am in a strait betwixt two. And that would be like us saying today, I'm between a rock and a hard place. I'm in a dilemma. And what he meant by that was, if he lived, that was good. But if he died, he said that would be even better. Notice verse 23, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart. And that means to depart from this life. Do Christians, and should Christians, have a desire to leave this world? Is that natural? Is that normal? Well, of course it is, because the Bible says that we have a better place with Christ. Look at verse 23. Paul said, I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. He doesn't just say it's better. He says it is far better. In Romans 8, verse 18, Paul said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Sometimes today you hear people saying about someone who has passed away, well, he's in a better place, or she's in a better place. Sadly, sometimes that is not true. Sometimes it is true. But Paul could truly say this. Paul could truly say that to depart from this life would be far better. So what was Paul's attitude toward all this? Remember, Paul is a prisoner, and he's going to have to make another appearance before the Roman government. And his attitude is, if they let me go, that will be good. If they execute me, then at least I have lived for Christ, and Christ will be glorified. And as far as Paul personally was concerned, that would be better than living anyway. Now, this is very much unlike the way that a lot of people look at living and dying. For a lot of people, it's all about living, and dying is the last thing that they want to think about. For a Christian, if we live, we live according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we work for God, and we live for God. But if we die, that's much better, because we go to be with Jesus Christ. And so, as you look at your life today, are you ready to live or die? Many times people say, well, I'm ready to live. Sometimes people say, I'm ready to die. Are you ready to do either one? Because after all, it's out of your hands anyway. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 1, that your life is in the hand of God, and your life is very short. The Bible says in James 4, verse 14, that your life is like a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Now, if your situation is to live, then accept it. Somebody says, well, what about all the pain, though? What about all the heartache and the worries of life? Sometimes I don't want to go on. Well, even for a Christian, that's common. So what do? You live for Christ. You make the most of it. you do what you can with what you have. Somebody might object and say, well, but I can't even get out of the house. Well, neither could Paul. Paul wrote letters, which still encourage us to this day. While Paul was a prisoner and couldn't get out of his house, the Bible shows that he wrote all these epistles to these churches and these individuals, and we're still getting good out of them to this day. So do what you can with whatever opportunities that you have, and you can always be a good example to other people. And I believe sometimes that people who have severe health problems and cannot get up and get out like they used to think that they don't do anything for Christ as a child of God. And oftentimes that absolutely is not true. The Bible shows that we can let our light shine regardless of the situation. Paul is a prisoner here, and when John the Baptist was in prison, the Bible shows that he still lived the kind of life that God wanted him to live. Jeremiah was in prison. Many people couldn't get out of the situation that they were in the Bible. But we still, to this day, gain strength from their lives, and that can happen today as well through the example of a patient Christian person. But someone may say, yes, but I have health problems. Well, so did Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, Paul talks about his thorn in the flesh. We don't know exactly what that was, but we do know that Paul asked the Lord three times to remove it, and God didn't. Paul had to live with it. But at the same time, Paul continued to live the Christian life in spite of that health problem. He continued to set a good example and teach as many people as possible in spite of that ill health. But someone might say, but I don't know how much longer I'm going to live. Well, neither did Paul on many occasions. Paul didn't realize and did not know how long he was going to live. He didn't know if it would be life or death for him. If you'll read 2 Corinthians 1, you'll find that Paul thought that the sentence of death was upon them. And here, what we find is that the Apostle Paul is a prisoner of the Roman government. So Paul didn't know exactly how long he had to live when he wrote this letter. Now, when he writes 2 Timothy, he knows that he's going to die soon. But at the same time, at this point in life, Paul is in a situation where he's a prisoner, but he doesn't know exactly what these Roman officials are going to say about his situation. So if your situation is to live, whatever the circumstances are, then accept it and do the best that you can. Do the best that you can with whatever situation and circumstances that you're in life, just like Joseph did, just like Daniel did in the Old Testament, because they had circumstances that were truly adverse, but they made the best out of a bad situation. On the other hand, if death comes, then if you're a Christian, you will gain. And Paul was ready to die. The Bible says in Acts 20, verse 24, that he told the elders of the church at Ephesus, "But none of these things move me. Neither do I count my life dear to myself, that I may finish my course with joy." In Acts 21, verse 13, Paul said, "I am ready to die." Death is a fact. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed to men once to die, but after this, the judgment." There are many people today who try to ignore that fact. They try to keep busy so that they won't have to think about it. They make excuses for themselves, or they procrastinate. But Paul accepted the fact of living and dying, and so should every child of God. And if we do as Christians have the right kind of attitude toward living and dying, then we can truly say with Paul, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."